You're listening to the Namaste Babe podcast, a high vibe hangout for the spiritually woke woman ready to make quantum leaps in her life, business, and bank account. I'm your host, Kiki Yura, and I refuse to play by the rules. I'm an ex 9-to-5er turned spiritual life and business coach, master NLP practitioner, and founder of the Namaste Babe brand. I'm here to lead you into your divinity so you can manifest a life and business you are wildly obsessed with. Each week, you can expect episodes from myself and guest experts who are leaders in their field. The episodes are dedicated to your expansion on all things mindset, money, and manifestation. It is my intention that these episodes help you raise your vibration, tune into your truth, and step into a life you fucking love. Are you ready? Let's slay. Hello, my loves. So today I want to bring you a guided meditation that you can do to really set yourself up for success in 2021. This meditation can really be done anytime you are wanting to visualize a new goal, or maybe you've accomplished a large amount of goals in a short period of time. Come back to this whenever you feel the need to like set a new vision. Before we get started, I want to make sure that you are not driving, that you are somewhere where you can close your eyes and be in like a quiet space to fully experience and get the most out of this meditation. Also, before we dive in, I want you to understand that happiness, health, wealth, abundance, all of those things, they're very subjective experiences. And so that means that no two people are going to have the exact same desires, and that is completely okay. If you are someone who desires multi-millions of dollars and buying luxurious items or big homes, flying in private jets, that is 111% okay, because that is your desire. And at the same time, if you are someone who desires a quaint little life, living off the land, growing your own food, all of that kind of stuff, having maybe like a small plot of land where you don't even have energy or whatever, that is totally fine too, because that is your desire. So everything is relative. And whatever comes up for you in this visualization, I want you to just allow it. I don't want you to judge it or question it or think that you're a bad person for wanting these things. Just allow them to come through you. And I want you to pay close attention to how they make you feel. So now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I want you to relax your muscles, lower down your shoulders, loosen your jaw. Remove your tongue from the roof of your mouth and soften the muscles in your forehead and behind your eyes. Through your nose, I want you to take a nice deep breath in. Hold it at the top. And then sigh it all out through your mouth. I want you to really release any negative stuck energy. So once more, in through the nose. Hold. And then sigh it out through the mouth. Take a moment to visualize in your mind's eye what you would like to manifest into your life this year. What do you see yourself allowing into your life with ease? What are you planting the seeds for in this very moment to sprout over the next 365 days? I want you to do this with constant nurturing, love, and attention. What are the things you so deeply desire to be, do, or have? And get as detailed as possible. Who are you with? What are you doing? What do you see? What do you hear? Are there any smells or tastes to take in? Really see all of what you are calling in for 2021 and ask yourself, how does that make you feel? Are you excited? Do you feel accomplished? Are you living in your divine purpose? See this life and really feel into the emotions as if they have already manifested. It is done. It is already here. You have accomplished these achievements and attained all that it is you are desiring. What a phenomenal feeling. Breathe deep into this feeling and take it all in. Feel the vibrational frequency of your intentions and desires. Can you locate them in your body? Is it in your belly? Maybe your third eye, in the center of your forehead? Or maybe you feel it expanding in your heart? Focus on where this desire lives in your body and allow all of your attention to go inward and rest in that area, really focusing on your desires. This vibrational energy is here to support you. This feeling, this frequency of you already having your desires is bringing them to you right now. It is radiating out of you and acting like a magnet to pull those desires in. So feel into the feeling of what it's like now that they have already manifested. Watch how this energy glows as just a beacon of white light. Feel the beat of your heart. Feel it matching the vibrational frequency. Feel the light expand and take up space. From the center of your chest, feel the light start to move outward and illuminate your body. And now expand that light outward so it lights up whatever room you are in. And then the house or the building you are in. And make that light shine so bright that it illuminates your entire neighborhood. And now your entire city. And now this light within you is shining so bright that you have the ability to light up the entire country with your light. And this colorful light, this beautiful feeling of your desires manifested, is now so luminous, so magnetic, so bright that it has the power to light up the world. And now as you start to bring your light back within you, bring that light, that energy, shrink it back within your heart, and feel the vibration of that white glowing light tingling and buzzing and coursing through your veins. Know that you carry this energy with you at all times. Know that you can access it anytime you need to call on the love and support of the universe. You are so much more than just a human moving through space and time in this 3D world. You are an infinite soul. You are source energy, and you are one with the universe. I want you to see your desires delivered through these glowing vibrational waves of light. Send this light outward whenever you need it. And watch as the universe sends them back to you in the form of your manifestations, in the form of your desires. I want you to take one more deep breath in. And thank the universe for all of your desires are manifesting now. It is already done. And so it is. Slowly start to wiggle your fingers, your toes. Take a stretch if you need it. And open your eyes whenever you are ready now. How was that? I want you to take some time and journal on this experience. What came up for you? Was there anything that surprised you? Was there anything that grew and expanded from what you already knew that you wanted? Take some time, and I want you to write everything out as if it is already done. Write it out, write your future gratitude, say thank you, universe, and keep coming back to this process as many times as you need. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing your energy with me. And I will see you next week.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please spread all those good vibes by leaving a 5-star review, as well as screenshotting this episode and tagging @NamasteBabe over in your stories on Instagram. With love and light, the fierce as fuck goddess in me recognizes and honors the fierce as fuck goddess in you. And until next time, Namaste.